Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Hey. We will be good on Daf Nun Hey, Amud Aleph, at the second line. It says the Gemara of Yehuda of Yosef Kamei de Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. Asahi itasa, and a certain woman came, Katzavcha Kamei, and she was complaining about an injustice that was done to her in the Bezdin. V'lo have a mashgich bei, and Shmuel ignored her. Amalei, Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, Esav Lamar, don't you know what the Pasuk says in Mishlim? Oitem Oznei Mezak Estal, if somebody closes his ear from listening to a poor person's cries, Gam Hu Yikrav Layana, his punishment is that when he will call out in any time of need, nobody will answer him. So why are you ignoring her? Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, Shinana, we know throughout Shas, Shmuel called his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda Shinana. One reason is because he was very sharp. The other reason is because he had sharp teeth. Shinana, Reishich Bekriri, your head, that means I, who are your Rebbe, will be suffered with cold water. Of a Reishich the Reishich, the head of your Rebbe, that means my leader, Mar Ukva, my leader will suffer b'chamimi, hot water. That means Mar Ukva, who was the Rosh Bezdin, he is the one that's responsible if anything happens, not me. Hayosef Mar Ukva, because Mar Ukva is the Ab Bezdin, and he's the responsible party if an injustice is happening. Although I did see that even though the ultimate responsible party was Mar Ukva, the Miri explains that doesn't mean that Shmuel would be completely off the hook. He just would not get punished to the same degree as Mar Ukva. And the question is, ask the Mefarshim, that why indeed did Shmuel not do anything? The Agos Shaivitz asked this question. If Shmuel saw that an injustice was happening, even though he wasn't the Rosh Bezdin, did he not have a responsibility to do whatever he could do? So the Yaivitz explains that it was a situation that Shmuel knew that there was nothing that he could do. If Mar Ukva was not getting involved, no one would pay attention to him. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, based David, Koyam Hashem Dina L'mok Boikam Mishpat, rule should come out in the morning, V'tzila Gozum L'yad Oishik, to save the person who was stolen from those that steal from him, Teitzik Eish Chamosi, Ubarav E Mechaba, my fire will go out, it won't be extinguished, M'nei Roy Malaleim. So in other words, he is the one that's responsible. Amalei Rav Zeira L'Rav Simon, so Rav Zeira said to Rav Simon, he ought to give Musa to the people from the Resh Galusa who are acting improperly. Amalei, so Rav Simon said to him, I know that they won't listen to what I say. Amalei, avgav dem lemekabli, even if they don't listen, you have to give Musa. So Tosfos here asks the question, and this becomes the fundamental halacha regarding giving musar. When are you obligated to give musar, and when are you not obligated to give musar? Because Tosfos asks, the Gemara says, in other places, mutav shei shogigin v'al yehei mezidin. It's better that the people should do raveir b'shogig and not b'mezid. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? One Gemara says that you have to give musar, and our Gemara is teaching us if you don't give Musar, there are very serious repercussions. On the other place, it says, Mutav Shei Shogigin V'al Yehei Mezidin. So Tosfos says, it depends. If you know that they will listen to you, then you have to give the Musar. Or even if you have a question, if they will listen to you, you have to do whatever you can. But in a situation where you don't know if they're going to, well, you know for sure they're not going to listen, then it's better not to say anything. But this isn't exactly the straight halacha. Because as the Paiskim explain in learning this Gemara, there are other factors to take into consideration. One factor to take into consideration is if what they're violating is something that's explicit in the Torah, or if what they're violating is something which is not explicit. Something which is explicit, we're obligated to say something. Something which is not as explicit, we're not obligated to say. Another factor that needs to be taken into consideration, says the Paiskim, is will people learn from your not saying anything? In other words, if you're not going to say anything, and people say, you saw people doing this Aveira, and you said nothing, it means that it's not an Aveira. That's when you have to say something, even if you know that the person who you're going to speak to is not going to listen. On the other hand, if there isn't that consideration, and you know that the people you're going to speak to aren't going to listen, then maybe you shouldn't say. And in fact, I saw that they want to explain is the machloikis in the Gemara that we had in our previous year. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, we had in the previous year, did not say anything to his neighbor who allowed her cow to go out with the string between her ear, his ear. And we know, as the Mishnah taught us, that that's prohibited. And the Gemara says, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, it's considered as if he said it, if his he did it, because he didn't say anything. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria certainly knew our Gemara. He certainly knew our Gemara that you have to give teichacha. So why did he not indeed give teichacha? So they want to say that that is exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was a debate with his contemporaries. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, I know that my neighbor won't listen, and he wasn't concerned that people will learn from that. The Rabbanan held that perhaps you're certain that your neighbor won't listen, but you need to be concerned that maybe by you not saying anything, other people will learn, and that's why you're supposed to say something. So therefore, the halacha is, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, that if somebody sees somebody doing an aveira, you have to say something to make him do better. And that is whether it's a mitzvah Ben Adam l'makayim, or whether it's Ben Adam l'chaveroi. Of course, says the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, it's always better to try to admonish the person privately. Especially when the Aveira that's being violated is not being violated publicly. If, however, it's an Aveira that's being violated publicly, says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Ches, Sifkat and Yud, then you're obligated to say something immediately, because now we're dealing with a chiyuv with a chilah Hashem. The chiyuv of giving musar, you have to give until he hits you or until you see that he's not going to listen under any circumstance. But until then, you have to keep on trying to say something. However, when you say something, the pasuk says, you have to be careful how you say it and not to say it in a way that will embarrass him. And even a Talmud to his Rebbe, when he says something to his Rebbe, he should say to him first, L'maratonu Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us that this and this is not the way to act? And that's what you should do. So then I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed has a discussion, is one obligated to spend money to prevent somebody from doing an Aveira? So he quotes the Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamites. He says, the Miches Chinuch says, besides that there's a mitzvah Teichacha, there's also a mitzvah Loisasei, of Loisamer Al Dam Reyecha. You're not allowed to stand and watch how somebody is doing an Aveira. It's no different, he says, than if you see Chas V'Shalom somebody who's drowning. If you see Chas V'Shalom somebody's drowning, you have to do whatever you can to stop him from drowning. Here too, if somebody's drowning in Ruchnius, you have to stop him. And since when it comes to Mitzvah Loisasei, a person is supposed to spend all his money to avoid being over a mitzvah, like I say, says the Michas Chinuch, the Shukei Chemed quotes him, that it's like any other mitzvah, say, that you're obligated to spend whatever you have to prevent somebody from doing an Aveira. But then he quotes the Ramah that in Sharadeya Simon Shin Lamedal Sif Memches, that says, Api Shechayv Adam Limchois, Baivra Aveira, a person is supposed to say something to if he sees somebody doing Aveira. The Kobmi Shene Oich Moicha Biyode Limchois, if somebody has the ability to say something and he doesn't, Nitfas Baisa Oven, it's considered as if he did that very Aveira himself. He says, you're not obligated to spend money. So the Ramah says, not only is one not obligated to spend money to prevent somebody from doing an Aveira, but he takes it a step further. He says that because of that, if we're concerned that by us doing something, by us saying something, we're going to end up with a financial loss, then we're not obligated to say anything. And he bases it on a tshuvas marim vayil. But the bottom line is that according to him, one is not obligated to spend money to prevent somebody from doing an aveira. Where do we see this? How important it is to say something if you see somebody doing the wrong thing. So says the Gemara, the Amar Vachab Rebbe Chanina. There was never a time where a Kodesh Baruch Hu said he's going to do something good and then he retracted. That Kodesh Baruch Hu retracted, except for this circumstance. The Pasuk says when Yecheskel was saying Nevuah about the punishment that's going to come to the people of Yerushalayim because of the Averis that they did. So Hashem says to him, Avar b'toichir, go through the city, b'soich Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, v'savesa tov, write the letter tov, we'll see why in the Gemara, amitzchus hanoshim, hananochim, v'nanokim, akola ta'ovis anasis b'toichir, put a letter tough on people who are suffering because of all of the Averis that are being done in that city. Says the Gemara, what does that pasuk mean? Omlai HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeGavriel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Gavriel, Leich Urshoim Al Mitzchon Shal Tzadikim, go put on the foreheads of the Tzadikim, Tov Shal Diyoy, a tough made out of ink. That should be a simen, Shlo Yishtu B'Makli Chavolo, that they should not be adversely affected. The mitzchem shel rishoyim, put on the foreheads of the rishoyim, tov shel dam, one the tov out of blood, kedei sheyishlutu ma'achrei chavolo, that they should be a simon that they should be punished. So the Gra asks a question: why was there a need to put both on the foreheads of the tzaddikim and of the rishoyim? Once we put a black mark on the tzaddikim, so we know the other people are the Rishoyim. Or if you put a mark of blood on the Rishoyim, we'll know the other people are Tzadikim. So the Gra explains there was a concern for the Beinanim. And he explains what is supposed to be with the Beinanim. The Beinanim, if they realize that they should hide in such a time, if they stay outside, they will suffer. And therefore, because of the Beinanim, they had to put a simon, the Rishon, wherever they are, will be in trouble. The Tzadikim, wherever they are, will be fine. And the Beinanim should know to lay low. Continues the Gemara. Amar Midas Adin Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Midas Adin said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Manishtanu Elu Me'elu, why are you treating these two groups of people differently? Amlu, so Kodesh Baruch Hu responded, Halol Tzadikim Gemurim, these people are Tzadikim. Allah Rishon Gemurim, and these people are Rishon. So of course I'm treating them differently. Amar Lefanav, so the Midas Adin said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hayu Biyadim Limchos V'lo Michu, don't consider them tzaddikim. They had the ability to give Musar, and they didn't, and you can't give, you can't call a person a tzaddik gomer if he acted that way. As the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Tal Amud Aleph, says, Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to turn over the city of Sodom, Chalil L'chom Asois Kedava Azeh, L'homis Tzadik Imrosha. So we see that tzaddikim are not punished because of the Rishoyim. But here we see that Kivin Shinit Rishos L'mashch Shuv Eim Mavchim Et Tzadik L'Rosha. That when there's a pandemic, everybody suffers. So the Gemara over there says that tzaddikim gemurim don't have to worry, but people who are not tzaddikim gemurim have to worry. And that's exactly what happens in this Gemara. The Gemara at the beginning wanted to say they were tzaddikim gemurim, and therefore they will be spared. But once the Gemara says that they didn't give the proper mussar, so they're no longer considered tzaddikim gemurim. If they're no longer considered tzaddikim gemurim, they need to be worried. Amalah, so the Hashem said, Golav Yidul Shamich Behem Lo Yikabul Mehem. I know that even if they would have given Teichacha, they wouldn't listen. Amalah Fanaf. So the Mitzadin said today, Hashem, Rabbi Shloilam, Im Lefanecha Goli, if you indeed know that by them giving Teichacha, it won't help Lehem Yigoli, did they know that? And therefore, if they didn't know, as we said earlier, this is Taisus, whenever there's a suffix, if what they will do will accomplish, they're obligated to do what they can. So why? That's why they deserve punishment. Vayinadiksiv, and that's indeed what the pasuk continues to say. Zokun bocha besula, taf v'noshim, young and old, tehagu l'mashkes, will be destroyed by the mashkes. Vakol ish v'ish shalav atav atikshu migosh etachilu. At the beginning, the pasuk says that the medes hadin will stay away from the tzaddikim, and at the end it says even mikdoshai techelu, even the tzaddikim will suffer. V'icholu ba'anoshim zakenim, and the pasuk says v'icholu ba'anoshim zakenim shleif ne'abayus, and in fact not only did the tzaddikim suffer, but they were the first to suffer. And as the Maral explains, somebody who's closer to Hashem is the first one to receive the oynish. He says, he quotes the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, the pasuk says, Kitzei tse eish umotze koitzim, v'nechal godush akoma, mosa yotze eish, when does a fire come out? Kishiyesh rishoyim boilim, when there's rishoyim in the world, that are compared to the koitzim, to the thorns. But where does the fire begin? By the tzaddikim, the nechel godish. That means, and as the Gemara explains, the godish is already destroyed before the fire approaches to the koitzim. Another pshat that he explains is that tzaddikim, when they get punished, they understand it's a punishment. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them first. They should understand what's going on from the world. Ratani Rav Yosef, Al Tikr Mekdoshe El Mekudoshe, El B'nai Odom Shekima Satayra Kulam Alef Atof. These were people that fulfilled the entire Torah. They were the people that suffered first. So I saw that the Sefer Reishis Chochma says, how could it be that a person was Mekayim the whole Torah Mek Alef Atof? A person, it's impossible for any one person to fulfill the entire Torah. So he explains that somebody who learns the entire Torah, even if he didn't fulfill the entire Torah, that is considered as if he fulfilled the entire Torah by learning the whole Torah. But then the Satmar Rebbe says, how can we say that they fulfilled the entire Torah when our Gemara explicitly says that they didn't give Musar? So if they didn't give the Musar that they were obligated to give, what? How can we say that they did everything? So he explains, certainly, these people gave Musar. But they didn't give the Musar as much as they could have. So to fulfill the obligation to give Musar, that was enough. But he says it was an Eden Rischa. It was a time that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was punishing. In a time where when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing, then even on something which is not normally an Avera, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes. And that's what happened in this Gemara, he says. That it was a time of Eden Rischa, and that's why these people were punished, even though normally they might not have been considered an Avera. Umayyad continues the Gemara, what happened? Being a Shisha Anoshim Boy Mederech Shahe Elyoin, Hashem Mofna Litzfoina, they come from the northern corner. Vish Kli Mapotze Beyodoi. And each one was carrying his equipment. Vish Echot Besoicham Lovu Shabadim, the Kesses Asoif Bemosnov, the Yamdu Eitzel Mizbech and the Choshes. So ask the Gemara, Mizbech and the Choshes Mihava. Where's there a kapper mizbeach? We know that in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, he put away the mizbeach nechoshes. So how could the pasuk say this pasuk is taking place in the time of Yecheskel that they stood by the mizbeach nechoshes? Says the Gemara, Amaluhu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to the Machach Avola, Heschilu mimokum shoyim mishir lefonai. Start from where the mizbeach nechoshes stood. Who stood on the Mizbeach and the Choshes? The Levim. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, that the Levim, who are the most significant people in Klal Yisrael, by them, that's where it should start. Mi umaninu shisha noshim. Ask the Gemara, who were the six people that the Pasuk says came to destroy Yerushalayim? Amar Rav Chisda, Ketzef, Af v'chema, umashchis, or mashber or mechala. These are all different types of punishments. Ask the Gemara, or maishna tof. Why from all the letters did they choose the letter tof as the sim? Did Hashem choose the letter tof as a simon? Amarav tov could stand for tichya, and tov could stand for Thomas, and that's why it's the appropriate simon. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Thomas chosavis. What happened here is, It was a reminder that the schus avos that we have no longer are standing up for us. So ask Taisus that we say every day, we say Shemoneh Esrei, and we start the Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We right away speak about the schus avos. But ask Taisus, our Gemara is saying that Thomas schus avos, that there's no more schus avos. So what's the point of saying that in the Shemoneh Esrei? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that there are two different schusim, the schus avos and bris avos. And schus avos taka ended, but we still have bris avos. And that's what we're referring to when we daven to the bris avos. As the Pasuk says, V'zecharti es brisi Yaakov, the Pasuk says, V'lo yishkach es bris avosecha asher nishbalahem. The Ravya has a different pshat. The schus avos by itself no longer has the ability to help. But if you have a tzibur or even a yachid that asks for that schus, it works. And as the Ben Yoyada goes with the same line of reasoning, he says, originally, we didn't have to ask for schus avos. The schus avos came by itself. Now, we have to ask for the schus avos. But the Chassidish Sfarim say, Thomas Chus Avos, the word Tom means Tomim, whole. Thomas Chus Avos means that the Chus Avos is still here. And even in our desperate times, the Chus Avos remains here to help us. I saw a beautiful pshat. A son can be connected to his father in two ways. One way is in a physical connection, and one is in a ruchnius connection. And in fact, that's pshat what the pasuk says. Eilat told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoilat us Yitzchak. So the pasuk is redundant. What's pshat in the pasuk? That the pasuk is teaching us that Yitzchak and Avram were connected to each other, not only with Gashmius, but they were even connected to each other, Ruchnius. So now, this Pasuk is in the time of Chizkio, where we were similar to the Ovis both in Gashmius and Ruchnius. And because we were similar to the Ovis in Gashmius and Ruchnius, that's why the Gemara says, Thomas Chus Ovis, in such a time, Chus Ovis stands by us. Rishlaki says, what does the letter Tav represent? Saif Chosma Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the last letter in the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dam Rav Chanina, Chosma Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Mashal explains, when somebody signs something, you sign something at the bottom of the letter. See it too. You saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs at the end of the letter, Emes, and the Tav is the last letter of the signature of Hashem. And I saw the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains that the Tachlis of Chachma, the Tachlis of a smart person, is to say any idea that I don't know. So he asks, why is that so important to say I don't know? He says, because when somebody says, I don't know, he's certainly saying the truth. And if he's saying the truth, he's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anybody who connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who connects himself to the Midas HaEmes, that is the person that is the real Chacham, because he connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the entire purpose of learning Torah is for us to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashmu ba Nachmeni Amar, El b'nei Adam, Shekim is a called Torah, Kulam Aleph Atof. That's what the Tav stands for. It's also the Mefarshim explain why is the Chosmei Shekadosh Baruch Hu Emes, because Emes is the Aleph is the first letter of the Alabes, Mem is the middle letter of the Alabes, and Tav is the last letter of the Alabes. Connected to the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Anihu, Ani Rishon, Afani Achron, Baladai Ein Elokim. Ask the Gemara, Me'emesai Thomas Chus Ovis. So at what point did this happen, that the Chus Ovis stopped? Says the Gemara, Amra, Mimois, Yeshay Ben Beri, Shinema, Eglas Nevlos La'enim Aver, I will reveal their misbehaving, Vishlo Tzian Meyodei, nobody could help, even the Ovis. Shmuel Amar Mei Chazoil. It happened in the time of Yechazoil, was in the time of Yoachas Melech Yisrael. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Melochim, V'chazoil Melech Aram, Lochatz as Yisrael Kol Yimei Chayoz. As long as Yoachas was the king, they suffered from Chazoil. V'ksiv Yichra Hashem Oysom, V'irachmeim, V'yifin Aleim, Lambam Brises Avram, Yitzch V'yakov, V'loi Ove Yishchisom, till now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them because of the Chus Ovis. But now, from now on, they won't have that anymore. The Pasuk says in Melachim, with the episode between Eliyahu and the Nevi Abal, V'yi balois ha-minchop, V'yigash Eliyahu ha-novi v'yoyim Hashem alakei Avram Yitzchuk v'Yisrael. Hayoyim yivoda, today it should become known, ki'ato alakim v'Yisrael, that you are the God, v'ani avdech, and I am your servant. U'bedvarach asisi as kol advar me'ela. I did everything in according to what you said. But the Pasuk says, hayoyim, only today, after today, too late. Rabbi Yochanan ben Mechizkiyo, shenema l'marba ha-misra, l'shalom ein keitz, al-kisei dovid v'amamlachtoi, l'hochanoi som l'sadoi, from now on, Chizkiyahu will sit on the Kisei David, and he will, and that will be the Schus, but nothing else. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Ami, Ami Sebelechet, nobody passes away without doing an Aveira. The person who does an Aveira, that is what causes him to die. Then Yisurim, and people receive Yisurim, and there are no Yisurim below oven. So, as the Mefarshim explained, we spoke in the previous Gemara about how people pass away. And now the Gemara says, even the tzaddikim. And now the Gemara says, everything is because of the way that they behaved. Chait is a shogig. And the Gemara is teaching us that even an aveira which is done by shogig causes misim. But that only causes misa. But the way Tosfos explains, yisurim could be even harder than misa. And therefore, chait causes misa. Oven, which is amazed, causes that the person should have yisurim. A misa b'lo chait. How do we know that? The ksiv, the pasuk says, ha'nefesh ha'chotas hi tomus. Ben lo yisuv ba'avon ha'av, ve'oven lo yisuv ba'avon ha'ben. Parents don't suffer because of the children. Children don't suffer before the parents. Tzitkas ha'tzadik alav tia. If tzadik does what's right, he'll be fine. Verishas ha'rosh alav tia. Ein yisurim b'lo yoven, the ksiv, u'pekadati b'shevet pisham, u'minagoyim avonam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us for doing aveiros. Meisvei, ask the Gemara. We're saying now that nobody passes away without having done an aveiro. And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Sifsei Chaim. He explains, when we say Shmon Esrei, we say V'halei Refuah Shleima. What's the words V'halei Refuah Shleima? So he explains, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ki ela aruchalach. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a person sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that a person should suffer only because he should become better and he should do the right thing. That's what our Gemara is teaching us. Yisurim come that we should do tshuva. So we're saying, V'halei refuah shleima, that by being sick and when we do the right thing, then we will hale, we will have a refuah shleima. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Amar Malach Lesharos Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in the Braisa, that the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Banish Loilim, Neima Kamasta Misa El Adam Arishin. Why did you say, why did Adam Arishin have to suffer? In fact, he did an Aveira, as the Ben Yoyad explains, he did an Aveira, but you cursed him. B'zeich at pechatoich alechem, koitz v'dardo tatzmiach loch. Why did you also have to punish him with misa? Says the Gemara, Omlehem, mitzvah kala tzvisav. I only told him to do one mitzvah, vavaleh, and he didn't listen to that misa aveira, to that mitzvah. Moshe Aaron fulfilled the entire Torah and they still died. So he said, Hashem responds, the Pasuk says in Kehelis, Mikra Ekel Tzadik Ularosha. Everybody has to suffer. So ask the Ben Yoyada, but we know that they did do an Aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to speak to the Selah and they hid it. And in fact, the Pasuk says, because of that, Yan Loi Hamantim Bi. So why did they suffer? So he answers, that was only a mitzvah sasei, and if somebody is mevatel a mitzvah sasei, he doesn't deserve death for that. Says the Gemara, Rav Hudai Tana, this Bryce of Ami says, like this Tana, the Tanya of Shimon Elazar Omer, Af Mosh Baram B'chata Mesu, Shenem Yam Lo Yimantabi, Hayimantim, if you would have done what you're supposed to, ideal like exactly Potaman Island. So we have a very fundamental machloikis, would they consider Bali Aveira or not? The Masha explains that the first Tana holds that even though they did the wrong thing, it wasn't an Aveira for which they're Chayiv Misa. And the second Tana held that even that Aveira is considered an Aveira for which they're Chayiv Misa. And as I saw, the Sefer Shir Ma'oin says that the Aveira of Moshe v'Aaron wasn't an Aveira of Gashmius. It wasn't an Aveira that as if they ate Macholos Asuris or if they were Mechal Shabbos. It was an Aveira Ruchni. And the Machloikus between these two Tanoim is an Aveira Ruchni also considered an avera for which it's somebody's mechuyav misa. Ask the Gemara on Rav Ami, who says that nobody could pass away without doing an avera. It says in the Braisa, Arba Mesu Betje Shalnachash. There were only four people that died because of the snake. In other words, the avera of Adam and Chava came because the snake convinced them to do the wrong thing. And from then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzera that everybody must die, even if they didn't do an avera. But it says this Braisa, there were only four people that indeed died without doing an avera. Elohim, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram Avi Moshe, Yisha Avi David, the kill of Ben David, the Kula Gemara, and says that we know that these people died, even though they didn't do any Avera. We only have it from a Gemara. Levar, Mi Yisha Avi David, except for Yisha Avi David, the Mefarish Bekra, by him the Pasuk is explicit. The Ksiv, the Samosu Shom Avshalom Tachas Yoiv, Al Hatzova. Then Moshe Ben Ish, Ishma Yisrael Israeli, Amasa was placed instead of Yoav to be the general, and Amasa was the son of Yisrael Israeli, Ashaba al Gail Bas Nachash, Achoish Tzruya Eim Yoav. Asked the Gemara V'chi Bas Nachash Hava, was Avigail the daughter of Nachash? V'lai Bas Yishai Hava, she was the daughter of Yishai, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk in Devar Yom says, V'chisyoim Tzruya V'Avigail, Elo Bas Mi Shemes B'etchish Nachash. She was the daughter of somebody who died only because of the snake. Mani, Ilay Matana de Malach Hasharis. If we're going to say the Tana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about by the Malach Hasharis of Moshe and Aaron, that they didn't do any Avera, so it says, Va'ikah Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron didn't die, so it should be six people. How are you telling me it's four people? Elav Rishim and Elazahi. That's following the opinion of Shimon Elazar that Moshe and Aaron did die because of an avera. V'shma'amina yesh misa b'lei chet v'yesh yisurim b'lei oven. That even if you'll say Moshe and Aaron died because they did an avera, that doesn't mean there's still four people that we just mentioned that certainly didn't die because of an avera. V'tuyufta the Rav Ami tuyufta who says that everybody died with an avera. Even though the pasuk says in Kehelis, "Kadam ein tzadik ba'aretz ashiyas atoiv v'lo yachta," so he says that. So Tosfos answers that that's referring to most people. The Pnei Yeshua says that even these four people did an avera b'shogig to fulfill what it says in that pasuk. But even though they did an avera b'shogig, they had Yisurim in this world to take care of that Avera, and they therefore didn't deserve to die only because of Etjo Shal Nachash. Continues the Gemara. Amr HaShmu Ba'Nachmeni Amr Rabbi Yonison. Kol Oiva Ruvain Chot. Whoever says that Ruvain did an Avera in the story of Bila, Eina Elatoya. Shneim, as the Pasuk says, V'hi B'nei Yaakov Shneim Asur. The Pasuk, when it speaks about the children of Yaakov, the Pasuk is into two parashas. Usually, a new parasha begins with a new Pasuk. This is a very interesting parasha. A new parasha begins in the middle of a Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, V'hi b'nei Yaakov shneim asur, and doesn't begin a new Pasuk, and starts talking about Reuven. What does the Torah tell us? Melamed shekulon shekulon ka'echos. That Reuven, even though the Pasuk says, Vayishkav, that he had relations with V'yelech Reuven Yishkav as Bila Pelegish Aviv, it doesn't mean that he actually had relations with Bila. It only means, as the Gemara will explain, that he moved Yaakov Avinu's bed. And the Chidah explains, why does the Gemara use this roundabout wording? Kol Oimer Reuven Chata En Elatoya. Says the Chidah, that if the Pasuk would have just said, if the Gemara would have just said, Kol Oimer Reuven Chata Toya, somebody would say that indeed, really, Reuven did an Avera, but we don't want to say he did it, and we don't want to say anything not nice about him. To avoid that kind of a mistake, the Gemara uses a much stronger wording. to teach us, don't think for one moment that Reuven did an Aveira. And I saw a beautiful pshat. The Medrash says that when Reuven came to save the Yosh of Reuven al Bor, Reuven had put Yosef in the Bor, and then he went away. And the pasuk says, "V'yoshev Reuven al Bor." So asked the Medrash, "V'heichen hoyo? Where was he?" Says the one, "Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shua, b'shat b'sakay u'b'tanisay." He was doing tshuva. Om la'kadosh baruch hu, ma'olam la'chot adam l'fanay v'asat tshuva. Nobody ever did an aveira and did tshuva. V'ata b'sachta b'tshuva. You're the first person that did an aveira and did tshuva. Chayecha shben bincha oimer u'peseich tshuva tchila. So asked Sefer Zichron Shleima, that isn't true. Adam Arishin did tshuva. So why does the Gemara say that he did, that the first person to do tshuva was Reuven? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, Adam Arishin didn't tshuva on Aveira, that he indeed did the Aveira. But Reuven, as our Gemara is going to come to explain, really never did an Aveira. And even though he never did an Aveira, he still did tshuva. He was the first person to do tshuva without really having done an Aveira. That was the greatness. That was the greatness of Reuven. And in fact, the Ramah, based on this Gemara, he says it in the Tshuvas HaRamah, he says that a person, in order to get somebody else to do tshuva, is allowed to even sometimes say something which isn't 100% accurate. And he says that the Gemara says in Masechta Soita that before we get the Soita to try to admit that she did the wrong thing, we give her examples of people who did tshuva. And one of the people we give as an example is Reuven. But our Gemara says that Reuven didn't do an Aveira. So from here we see that even if somebody didn't do the Aveira, sometimes we say sometimes you could say it to get a person to do tshuva. Elamani mikayim v'yishkav es bila pelegish aviv. So how do we understand that pasuk? Malabim shabilba mitzol shel aviv, as the Gemara is going to explain. Malah kosov kila shachav, he must consider as if he had relations with her. And the Gemara brings the brisa. Tanya. Mutzol oisa tzadik ma'oisa aviv. Certainly Reuven did not do such an aveira. V'abay ma'isa zel yoda. He never did such an aveira. Efsha osid, Lazar shall Lamar Har Evil. Reuven's descendants were stand when Klaiso passed the Yarden, 6 Shvatim stood on Har Evil on Gragrizim, and 6 stood on Har Evil. And Reuven was stood in the middle. And Reuven was amongst them, and the Levim stood in the middle. And the Levim faced Har Grizim, and they said 12 clawless. And then they faced Har Evil. And the Gemara says, one of the Psuk was Er Shachiv Meishes Aviv. How could he be part of that procedure? V'yovachetz El Yodoy if he did that aveira. El Manim Kaim Yishka Bila Pelegish Aviv. What is pshat in the pasuk? Says Gemara El Ben Imay Tove. He was worried about the honor of his mother. Omar, he said, if my mother's sister Rachel was a wife to my father Yaakov, and he treated her better, that I can't withstand. Omer Bilbo's Matzah, he took the bed of Yaakov from the oil of Bila into the oil of Leah. Both of the Shechina and of his father, it doesn't say Alisa Ela Olo, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Mefarshim explained, Yaakov knew every night which tent to go to by seeing where the Shechina told him was. And the Shechina told him to go here, and he didn't live, and Reuven went against it. Says the Gemara, this question about Reuven's behavior, says the Gemara, is actually Machloikis Tanoim. The Pasuk says when Yaakov speaks to the Shvatim before he passes away in Parshas Vayechi, he says to Reuven, Pachas Kamayim Atoysu. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Pizato, who acted quickly, Chafto, who became liable, Zalta, you belittled. That means, according to him, he did an Aveira. Shuama, Psata Aldas, You trampled the law. Chatosi did an avera. So nisa, it was like acting with znus. Rabbi Elazar Amar Pilalto, you davened. Chalto, you cried. Zorcha tefilascha, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted your tefillah. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, adayin tzrich manil medoy. But we need to follow what we learned from Rabbi Elazar medoy. Rabbi Elazar Amar Hoipach Samir of Darsha. There's a tev of Darsha. This is the way to understand the pasuk. Zizata, you trembled. Hitarta, you drew back. Parcha chetim chayin, you didn't do an avera. Rava Amra, Vamalei Rabbi Yimri Be'Abba, Zucharta Onish Aldova, you remember the punishment. Chalisa Atzma Chachoyel Godel, you made yourself sick not to do an avera. And Parashta Malachta, and you stood away from doing an avera. Says the Gemara. Ruven b'nei Eli b'nei Shmuel David Shlomo v'Yoyish Simon. We're going to speak about other people who it seems did an avera but really didn't. Amar Shmuel Manachmeni Amar Bionison. Kolam b'nei Eli chotu en alatoya. Whoever says that they did an avera is making an error. Shnei v'sham shnei b'nei Eli chafnei pachnas kol Hashem. They were both. The pasuk gives them this yichus. They wouldn't be deserving of this yichus had they done an avera. Sala krav. The pasuk never says the Pinchas did an avera, and then the pasuk is makish connects Chofni, the other son of Eli, to Pinchas. Ma Pinchas lechata av Chofni lechata. Elamani mekayim shishkim nesanoshim. The pasuk says that they did have relations with women. Says the Gemara, b'toch sheshos kineim shloihocho et tebaleim. When a woman has a baby, she has to bring a carbon, birds. They delayed bringing the carbonis. So the women wouldn't go home until they knew for sure the carbon was brought. And therefore, they didn't have relations with that husbands because they had to wait till be sure. Ma'al aleim akosv kila shachvam. Gufa merav. Pinchas lechata. Pinchas, the son of Eli, didn't do an avera. Shnev achia ben echitov, achia achiovet ben Pinchas ben Eli koin la'ashem. Ef shechet ba'al yada. How can we say he did an avera akosv miyachsoi? And the pasuk brings him into the yichus. Like for Namar, Yachas Hashem l'isha shiyasa erva einam ola Yaakov magish mechal Hashem tzvakos. Somebody does an avera is ripped out of the pasuk. Im Yisrael hu lo yir l'eba chachamim. If he's Yisrael, he won't have children with talmid chachamim. V'lo einam al talmidim, he won't have great talmid chachamim children. V'im koin hu lo yir l'ben magish mincha, he won't have children who do the avoda. Elav Shmam. Now from here we see the Pinchas Lechata. The Pinchas certainly didn't do an Avera. Ella asked the Gemara Shayishkivun that they did have relations with women. Yashkivun Ksav, Loshin Yochid, only Chofni. The Ksav Albani, Eli speaks to his children. He says, Kilei Toiva Shmu, I'm not getting good reports about you. Omer of Nachma Yitzchak, Beniksev. He was only speaking to Chofni, not to Eli. The Ksav Mavirim, you're causing. Both of you are causing people to do an avera. Only one of them, Chofni. V'ksib b'nei b'nei al, that he caused them both b'nei b'nei al. Says the Gemara, b'toich shoyloi l'pinchas limchis, as we began this year. Pinchas didn't do an avera, but Pinchas could have stopped his brother Chofni from doing an avera. V'loi micha, and he didn't. As we started this year, the importance of giving techach when you can, malol of akos v'kilachata, that's why he was called that name, but he himself certainly did not do an avera.